set free from Russia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, an American who's been jailed there for 3 years.
Trevor Reed, a Marine veteran arrested by Russian authorities in 2019, is out of custody as part of a prisoner swap with the U.S. The U.S. had criticized Reed's arrest and prison sentence as unjust after a charge of assaulting a police officer after a night of drinking.
Fox's Jared Halpern. In a statement, President Biden called it a time to celebrate bringing Reed home, adding it was a difficult decision as the U.S. releases a Russian pilot who's in a Connecticut prison convicted of conspiracy to smuggle cocaine into this country. This says Russia keeps attacking Ukraine, warning the conflict could go nuclear. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin tells Fox.
Saber-rattling and rhetoric like that is just unhelpful.
Russia's also cutting off gas supplies to two countries near Ukraine, refusing to pay in rubles, Bulgaria and Poland. Next hour, the head of Homeland Security will testify at a House hearing, facing tough questions on the ongoing migrant surge from Republicans like Congresswoman Kat Kamak.
This is a huge, huge issue, and it's a result of the open border policies by the Biden administration.
The White House is trying to end a COVID-era policy that blocked some migrants from entering the U.S. illegally. Acknowledging that will likely lead to a bigger surge at the border, Homeland Security insists it has a six-point plan to handle that. President Biden is considering an executive order to cancel some student loan debts while payments remain on hold through August.
Democrats believe it could help motivate young voters going into the midterms, but Republicans like Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton are opposed, tweeting, "Why should a trucker who didn't go to college have to pay off a lawyer's student loan debt?" President Biden is reportedly weighing the timing of such an announcement over fears it could contribute to inflation.
Fox's Sean Langell early this morning at Cape Canaveral. SpaceX launched four astronauts to the International Space Station, Jessica Watkins among them, the first black woman to be part of the station crew. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Voters in Ohio go to the polls next Tuesday in primary elections. The Republican race to replace retiring Senator Rob Portman's a close one.
Last month, Ohio Republican Senate candidate J.D. Vance was trailing in the polls with 11% support. After former President Trump endorsed him, the Fox News poll found his support roughly doubled, putting him in the lead among several other candidates. Trump campaigned with Vance last weekend.
I have to do what I have to do. We have to pick somebody that can win.
The poll found 50% said it's extremely important to pick a candidate who can win. Just 27% said it was extremely important that their candidate be a strong Trump supporter. However, while some conservatives opposed a Vance endorsement, mostly due to negative comments he made about then-candidate Trump, 42% said Trump's endorsement made them more supportive of Vance. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A juvenile is in custody in Wisconsin, arrested in the death of a 10-year-old girl whose body was found the day after Lily Peters went missing Sunday night.
The suspect was not a stranger. The suspect was known to the victim.
Chippewa Falls Police Chief Matthew Kelm. A baby kidnapped Monday in San Jose, California, was found alive and unharmed. Three suspects in custody. In Florida, a sheriff is taking a new approach, trying to stop a repeat violent offender.
Brandon Joseph Harris is well known to deputies in Santa Rosa County, Florida. They've arrested him 17 or more times for break-ins and violence.
And he just can't seem to get the picture of crime does not pay.
And Sheriff Bob Johnson says they had to catch him again breaking into homes. One homeowner tried shooting Harris, but he missed. Now the sheriff says the homeowner should do better next time.
Whoever that was, you're not in trouble. Come see us. We have a gun safety class we put on every other Saturday. And if you take that, you'll shoot a lot better, and hopefully you'll save the taxpayers money. So, with that, questions?
In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rebound Dow futures higher after yesterday's big sell-off. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.